You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host. I have Knox Malis from Integrity Title Solutions. Welcome back, Knox.
Hey, Doug.
And also have Barbara Bellassi from the Bellassi team at Keller Williams in Kirkwood. And Barbara, if anybody wants to contact you, I know I love your website, makestlouishome.com.
That's
right. Website. And then what's the best phone number to reach you?
314-677-6080. I also have a new video blog that is just thebellassiteam.com, and that you find a lot of helpful information on there as well.
Very good. Well, we're talking about for sale by owners, and I'm going to make sure we have a blog post on DougHaldeman.com that will cover a lot of this too, and we'll have some downloads for people. So for sale by owners, or FSBOs, and so if somebody's selling their house by owner, what are their prospects for a buyer? I know that there are four main types of buyers. Let's go through those, Barbara.
Sure. We do. We often say that there's four types of buyers, and we'll just run through real quickly, just the main characteristics of each of those groups. There's those that are serious and in a hurry. They're just getting into town, and they need to find a place to buy right away, and they might look at, three or four one day, three or four next, and make a decision. Then we have those buyers who are serious, but they're not in a hurry. They have time. They definitely intend to buy a home, but they're going to take their time, make sure that they have, search the market and know what they want, and often they're working with an agent, as are the ones that are serious in a hurry. They're working with an agent as well. The third type of buyers are investors. They want to buy everything 10 cents on the dollar.
I've been there.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been
right.
An investor. I always want to get things for the best price possible.
Exactly. You've got to build in some profit margin there, so that's important.
Right.
And then the fourth type of buyers, we call those looky-loos. Those are neighbors, people who just like to get decorating ideas from homes. They just like to look at houses.
Right, or people that can't even qualify for a house. They want to buy a house someday, but they're really not buyers. They're just looky-loos.
Exactly.
Okay, so when you think about those four types of buyers, the first type, the serious and in a hurry, do you think they're going to go with an agent? So let's say they're going to be moving into town, they're relocating. Are they going to be going out and looking for for sale by owners, or are they going to have to find something that's listed so they can look in the MLS and find the biggest group of properties to get out there in a hurry and look at them?
I mean, if you just think about time efficiency, of course, they're going to be working with an agent. They're going to need somebody to do some homework and be on a person on the ground who knows the market and the inventory, who can help them cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time, and you just can't do that on your own.
Well, another area where I see that type of buyer is somebody who puts their house in the market and then they get it under contract. And while it's under contract, they have to go find another property. They have to find it, get it under contract, and be ready to close on it when their house closes so they don't have to double move.
Right.
So that's a serious and in a hurry buyer, and they're only going to be able to look at listed properties.
That's right, Doug. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So then somebody that's serious and not in a hurry, they're definitely going to be represented by an agent, I would assume. Because they're going to be looking around, and they may be looking, they may be looking on some sites for sale by owner. They may fall into that category of the 1 out of 10 people that's going to buy a for sale by owner. The 1 out of 10 for sale by owners that sells may find one of those people, but it's not that likely.
I would agree with you. Yes.
And what about investors? I mean, Knox, you've been a real estate investor too. You bought properties. Did you ever buy a for sale by owner as an investor?
I did not. No, we relied on our agents to make sure that we were getting quality property, and make sure that at the very least we were finding something where the people had a legitimate property. And some of that does, believe it or not, come down to the title work that's been involved already. Sometimes you think you can sell your property and it's in great shape, but if you look behind the curtain and look back in the vesting and the title, et cetera, it may not be, and you're dead in the water before you ever started, and it wastes everybody's time and money to do that.
Right, and I think one of the biggest issues I would see for for sale by owner is also finding the right price.
Absolutely. I mean, they have access now. Of course, we all have access online to sites like Zillow and BlockShopper and different websites that will help us get some kind of idea of the market, but often we see that the data is very skewed, and it can be skewed in one direction or the other, and having a qualified agent who has been in the comparable properties in the area who can really help, price the home is key.
When I think of this a little bit like when I think about why does somebody want to sell their house by owner, I think of it kind of like why do you buy insurance? Okay, you buy insurance to protect yourself in case something goes wrong. Okay, well, that's why you use an agent too. It's like buying an insurance policy because they protect you in case something goes wrong, because If you're selling your house by owner and you do happen to find a buyer, which is unlikely, but if you do happen to find one, you can, what if something goes wrong? It falls in the category of what I say, it's not a problem until it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
As long as everything goes smoothly, you may be fine.
Right.
But you don't know what it is that's going to cause an issue that could cause a lawsuit.
Right, right.
And cause a house not to close on time, too.
Absolutely.
Or cause a problem later where somebody has to come back and sue.
That would be a terrible situation.
Yes,
for sure.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Knox Malis from Integrity Title Solutions and Barbara Bellassi from the Bellassi team at Keller Williams. So if you're a buyer, would a buyer ever want to buy a property unrepresented?
You know, we do come across prospective clients who are searching on their own and feel like they've got access to all of the information that they can do it themselves. And often it just takes a few conversations where we, you know, spend some time educating the prospective client on the differences between working on their own and working with an agent. When you look online to find properties, often the data is not current. It's outdated. And so they're running after properties that they think are available, and then they find out they're not. And then negotiating with the listing agent without representation is also a tough spot for a buyer to be in. So it just takes usually some education and some time, and people don't want to do it on their own.
Well, and if you're trying to buy without an agent and it's a listed property, there's really no reason to buy without an agent because all the commission's already built in for the listing agent. There's, 6% would be typical, and there's a buyer's agency commission that's normally part of that. Well, they're not going to give you a discount because you don't have an agent.
No, they're not.
There's no way. They just keep both sides of the commission, and they still have a fiduciary responsibility to the seller, not to you as a buyer.
This is true.
So there's absolutely no reason to not use an agent because it's free as a buyer.
Right. The commission is built into the listing agreement. The seller pays the commission.
Right.
And, one of the things that I've noticed that is, I think, largely undiscussed is the not necessarily intentional, but there's misrepresentation of the respective property. So the seller, by way of being a for sale by owner, lists the property with X number of bedrooms and X number of bathrooms, and they're counting the basement and
their square footage.
Well, that's fine, because many times if you have an unrepresented buyer, a potential buyer, they'll walk through the house and think, oh yeah, that's fine. This room has a little bitty closet, and that means it's a bedroom. The problem comes down to when they get to the lender then does the appraisal, they realize they're short a bedroom and they can't count the basement, and all of a sudden the financing won't go through, Doug, and I bet you've experienced that.
Oh, yeah, lots of times. It always scares me when there aren't agents involved because, we have to look at those contracts, and legally as a lender, we can't really advise on the contracts because that's not what our license covers.
Right.
You have to be a licensed realtor to really advise on a contract, but we'll see contracts that are written that do not protect the buyer in those situations. The Latin term caveat emptor, which they talk about in real estate school, means buyer beware. And in that situation, it is buyer beware because you don't know what the seller's not going to disclose.
And you don't know enough yourself to know whether that's correct or incorrect. It seems completely legitimate when you walk through the house. You can see exactly why they would have put that in the little blurb that's on, Craigslist. But unfortunately, when you get another agent involved and a lender involved and an appraiser involved, well, that blows up quick. And guess what? You wasted a lot of people's time and your own money to do that.
Right. They take the big crack in the foundation and they strategically place something in front of it where you don't see it when you walk through the house, and it doesn't show up until later. It might even be a finished basement. Barbara, you've been in and out of thousands of homes over the years of doing this. Have you seen... Because you've probably been in and out of for sale by owner houses too, where people wanted to not disclose something, but as an agent, you probably uncover that.
Yes, and it's always in everybody's best interest to over disclose. What is the problem? How did we handle it? And what's the situation now? So that's the advice that we give our sellers on a daily basis. Always be upfront, be transparent. Don't this is. Houses are structures. There's going to be conditions that need to be shared, and they're not going to be perfect. And so over disclose.
Okay, so the 8 out of 10 people that are selling their house by owner that do end up listing with an agent, so the 80% that list with an agent after it doesn't end up selling, how do they choose the right agent?
That's a great question. I mean, often our clients come to us by referral, or they've spent some time online and just have read reviews about our team and how we work with clients and feel pretty confident to call us. I think you know, in this industry, there are many hardworking, qualified realtors in St. Louis ready to represent buyers and sellers at a very high level. But there are also many who are not. So it's important to interview a couple and to, you know, ask what their market experience is, make sure that they are doing this business as a full-time profession and that it's not, you know, a part-time hobby, and ask for references.
Very good. Well, I think that's great advice. And if you're out there trying to sell your house by owner right now and you're considering hiring an agent, look up Barbara Blasi. Give her a call. You can call her. You can visit her website at MakeSt.LouisMyHome.com.
It's MakeSt.LouisHome.com.
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 I love it. And then your direct line was 314-677-6080.
You got it.
Very easy. I like it. And we'll also make sure all your information is posted on our website at DougHaldeman.com. So if anybody wants to contact Barbara Blasi from the Blasi team at Keller Williams, reach out to her right away and make sure that you're well represented on your next transaction.
Do you know what real estate website and smartphone app are rated number one in the country by its users? Coming up, we'll be giving you, as a listener of the show, free access to the Home Scouting Report to give you an unfair advantage against other home buyers. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. At Schultz Myers, it's always free to talk with us, and there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.